Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is Thursday, August 16th, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, a conversation with John Rapoport on the best books for the 21st century. This is part two. For a couple of years, the number one most popular question at the Solari Report is, what are the top 10 books for the 21st century? And finally, struggling to bring my favorite books down to 10 books, I invited John Rapoport to join me. You can hear the part one in the archives. It's a great conversation, and John and I are really looking forward to doing this one tonight. Our theme tonight is pretzel talk. I'm at the Michael Fields Institute in Wisconsin. Imagine my surprise on Saturday morning when I woke up to discover that the congressman from the congressional district in Wisconsin, where I'm staying, was chosen for the Republican VP nomination. His name, I'm sure as you all know, is Paul Ryan. He's Republican Wisconsin. He's now proceeding to teach America about budgetary pretzel talk. And that's where the truth is, like that you know, funny bullet theory of the bullet that turned right, went left, went through Kennedy once, then turned left, turned right, went through him again. The balanced budget, budgetary pretzel talk is, let me give you some examples. That's when you're for a balanced budget, but you have no interest in looking for the $4 trillion that's missing from the Department of Defense and HUD. You're for a balanced budget, but you're not going to require that the federal government produce audited financial statements as required by law. You're for a balanced budget, but when you vote for massive appropriations for foreign wars with on-balance sheet funding, you don't make any effort to make sure that all the assets conquered also go on the balance sheet. They can remain off-balance sheet. That's when you're for a balanced budget, but you vote for $27 trillion to bankers in loans and gifts, but that's off balance sheet. So you're for a balanced budget, but you don't want to raise taxes on the people who got the $4 trillion or the $27 trillion, because after all, they're off balance sheet, right? So if you're for a balanced budget, it means you tax the people who do not have the power to kill with impunity, and you cut the funding. You only cut the funds of people who do not have the power to kill with impunity. Meantime, anything the people who kill with impunity want is granted and treated off balance sheet. So to me, the presidential election just got a little bit more interesting. Ron Paul got America to understand the importance of monetary policy and sound money. Mitt Romney is now educating us to the importance and how offshore tax havens work. And now we're going to have Congressman Paul Ryan teach us the multiple personality disorder that is embedded in the federal budget and the theory that we're going to balance the budget with most of the goings-on of the federal government off balance sheet. So I'm looking forward to the conversation. And to remind you that this is not a new conversation, I'm going to post at the – I posted it at the blog, and we'll post a link in tonight's blog post. I wrote a long letter to Tennessee Congressman Van Hillary. I went to hear him at a campaign stop when he was running for governor in Tennessee, and I asked him about the $3.3 trillion that was missing from the Department of Defense. Now, this was a congressman who was both on the budget and the Defense Appropriation Committee, and so I asked him what he had done, and he looked at me in a state of shock and said, nothing. There's nothing I can do. And indeed, that's Ryan's problem. He can tax people who are powerless, and he can cut people who are powerless, but he doesn't have the power to tax or hold the breakaway civilization accountable. And now that's why it's very important to understand why the leadership is trying hard to get gun control, because that's why the American people are so opposed to gun control, because if you look at how the budget is working and this kind of budget pretzel talk, you come to understand that the significant gun inventory of the American people is one of the few things standing between the Sheriff of Nottingham and our assets.